Lady listeners, could your daily routine be full of hormone disruptors? It sure can. You know, there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, and they all mess with our hormones. Then there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through. Perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we have to suffer through it. The good news is that we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds, y'all. Hormone Harmony has been part of my routine in 2024 and will continue to be in 2025 because, simply put, it makes me feel better. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code CLINK for 15% off today. Listeners, did you know each year Americans throw away 25% more trash from Thanksgiving to New Year's? This year, let's turn our New Year's resolution into actions that make a difference by switching to Blue Land. An estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year. And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning formulas are 90% water, which is heavy to ship, leading to excessive carbon emissions. Plus, those products are often filled with nasty ingredients like chlorine and ammonia. It's a lose-lose situation for us and the planet. But Blue Land has made it their mission to do something about it. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with a beautiful, cohesive design that looks great on your counter. You just fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. Refills start at just $2.25. Tab and I are loving Blue Land. We love how great the products work and smell, and the space saving from just having refillable tablets to store instead of bulky bottles is great. Also, we love having it shipped to our doors. It's so convenient and just one less thing to think about at the grocery store. And hello, Blue Land saves you money and helps the planet. What is not to love about that? Blue Land has a special offer for our listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/clink. You won't want to miss this. blueland.com/clink for 15% off. That's blueland.com/clink to get 15% off.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome.
I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up? Special edition today, guys. First of all, thank you for tuning in. If you do not know us, I am Tabitha, and this is to my left or right, whichever way you're watching this, in
Gretchen.
The virtual world. This is Gretchen. And we are from the podcast Housewives of True Crime. Please subscribe now so you don't miss any of our weekly dose of true crime. But today we are talking about a case that is recent and ongoing, and it's heavy on our hearts, right? It's heavy on everybody's heart at the moment.
Everybody. Yeah. They're calling her America's daughter, Gabby.
Oh, Gabby. So we talked a little bit on our Patreon last week, but we want to kind of dive in and see what the heck is going on, because right now Gabby Petillo is still considered missing, but they think that they have found her. I'm sure that it's her. And do you want me, Gretchen, to talk about who Gabby was, or do you want to?
I think I can just give you everybody a quick review and rundown about what we know about the situation, and then you come in
okay
with the new information you have.
Okay.
Okay. So little timeline. So we know Gabby and her boyfriend, Brian, are on this kind of cross-country loving national park trip together. Okay.
Living in a very small van.
Living in a very small van while she's trying to start a blog and, you know, doing what the kids do these days, right? Mm-hmm. So they had this bizarre encounter with the police on August 12th. And I mean, I don't want to say, but like, thank God we have this little window into what was really going on, kind of into their relationship. Because without that, all we see is beautiful
Instagram.
Pictures.
Right.
They're having fun. Everything looks like a postcard. That's it.
Okay, let's go back for a second. Let's go back for a second.
Okay.
So they start their journey on July 9th from New York. So you got to put in perspective that by August 12th, when they have this run-in with the police, they've already living in this confined state, kind of camping around. They're also 22 and 23, so I'm sure they don't have a ton of money. I just am, I can see how this can get pretty,
but it's
toxic.
Beyond that, right? Because when the police pull them over, she's crying,
right?
And
so there is a
up.
Somebody calls 911 on them, which we can play here. I'll have it play, and they say this couple is having an altercation, and they just got in their car and drove away. That's how the police get. Pull them over.
Grant County Sheriff's Office.
Were you able to get a description of the investigation?
Hi, can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hi, I'm calling. I'm right on the corner of Main Street by Moonflower, and we're driving by, and I'd like to report a domestic dispute in Florida with a white van, Florida license plate, white land, gentleman,
where's
about 5'6" beard. They just drove off. They're going down Main Street. They made a right onto Main Street from Moonflower.
Or what were they doing?
Cooperative, but what'd you say?
What were they doing?
We drove by and the gentleman was slapping the girl.
He was slapping her?
Yes, and then we stopped. They ran up and down the sidewalk. He proceeded to hit her, hopped in the car, and they drove off.
Okay, turn off your engine. Go ahead and set your keys on the dash for me, all right? What's your guys' names?
Gabby.
I'm Brian. Gabby, Brian, okay. What's going on? How come you're crying?
I'm just crying. We've just been fighting this morning. Some personal issues.
It was a long day. We were camping yesterday and camping got supplies and stuff. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I hit the bump there.
I was distracting him from driving. I'm sorry.
Can I get you to step out of the vehicle for me, man?
Yeah.
Just hang tight right there. Do you mind if I take your keys and just put them on your hood?
You got it, buddy. I'm so
Thank
sorry.
You. Oh, no, you're fine.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, some days, I have really bad OCD. And I was just cleaning and straightening up back of the van before, and I was apologizing to him and saying, I'm sorry that I'm so mean, because sometimes I have OCD and sometimes I just get really frustrated. Not, like, mean towards him. I just, like, I guess my vibe is, like, I'm like, in a bad mood. I was just saying, I'm sorry if I'm in a bad mood. I've just been really stressed. I had so much work I was doing on my computer this morning.
You really had a nice morning, if anything, but she just worked up because you were trying to get going and get her day going because you want to go, like, garden or something like that.
Okay. So, you want to tell me about those scratches on your face?
She had herself on her hand. That's why I was pushing her away. Because she wanted me, I locked the keys so I could walk away. I said, let's just take a breather and let's not. Go anywhere. Let's just calm down for a minute. She was going to work up. And then she had her phone trying to get the keys. So that way, I was just trying to, I know I shouldn't push, but I was just trying to push her away to go, let's just take a minute, step back and breathe. And we see if she got me with her phone.
Can I see your hand? Oh, you got a mark right here. Oh, that's from a wire. That's from a wire?
Yeah.
It's very heartbreaking to watch. She blames herself.
I know.
She says, she's agitating him. She is the reason why at one point that they're driving in front of the officer and the car kind of goes over the curb. She says, it's my fault. I was distracting him. I mean, it is heartbreaking.
It is.
So you can see these two are under a lot of stress. And yes. What we're seeing on social media is not what meets the, it's not what meets the eye. Okay. So after that was August 12th, August 19th, she uploads this video onto her YouTube channel, Van Life. It looks like they're having the time of their life. I mean, and it also shows that she's very talented at what she's trying to do. It's a beautiful video.
By the way, her whole Instagram is beautiful. All the pictures she's taking, she is very good at setting them up, the lighting, having it all be very streamlined. It's good.
Especially for just such a young girl that hasn't, you know, gone to school for all of this kind of thing. I mean, it's really impressive. It's really clear. She had a talent for this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. Let me stop you right there really quick, because something happened in between, which now it seems to be not connected, but they were at a place on the 13th in Utah, the same place where a woman worked and was murdered that next day on the 13th. Kylan Schulte, maybe 24, and Crystal Turner, 38. They were newly married. They were also camping in the Moab area, and they were seen on the 13th, reported missing on the 16th, and they were found murdered in their campsite. One of them had texted a friend and had said, "There's a weird guy in our campsite. If, you know, I go murdered, it's him," which is real weird.
I don't know this.
Yes. And so at first they were thinking maybe these two or these three really had something in common, because supposedly that 911 call happened, the altercation before the 911 call or before they pulled them over, was right in front of one of those women's workplace. So right now the police are saying that it has nothing to do with one another, but I'm still not 100% convinced. How weird is that? However, I don't think that Brian had a gun. And if Gabby's found shot, then I would say he did have a gun and that was both him. Maybe he went crazy. But at this point, I don't know how three people in the same location within 10 days of each other are found dead. It's just too ironic, I guess.
Yeah, it is. I mean, there really aren't many coincidences in true crime.
Yeah, there's not. That's why it's weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, just to back up again, one second, is that video with her police encounter. Her behavior really demonstrates that she's in an abusive relationship to me. I mean, that's my opinion. I mean, she's going through that cycle of making excuses for him. I think he's probably controlling. That's the vibe, my personal vibe that I got.
Okay, so that's interesting, because I did not get that vibe. But after listening to the 911 call, I kind of did. So the 911 call states that they called because they said he was slapping her. Mm-hmm. And then when she gets out of the van, she says, you know, I get moody and I'm OCD, because supposedly he got into the van with muddy feet and she was really pissed off about it. And she was, you know, like,
yeah, but listen. that's what abused people do. They make excuses for their abuser.
I didn't even think that, but I think you might be right.
Yeah. Okay. So August 25th, we're at now, is her final post on Instagram. It appears to be somewhere in Utah. And it's also the same day she made the last phone call to her family.
On August 27th.
On August 25th.
Oh, okay.
Was the last time she talked to her mother.
Got it.
on August 27th, she talked to a friend via Snapchat about meeting in Yellowstone in the future, like in the next couple of days, but her trip wasn't going on schedule as she had previously planned. So they were going to talk again, but that friend never heard from her again.
Okay.
On August 30th, her mother receives a text saying, there's no reception in Yellowstone.
No. And she gets a text saying Yosemite, I think. She reports no service in Yosemite.
Oh, text Yosemite.
Embrace new beginnings. What a better way to start off 2025 than to learn a new language. I got Rosetta Stone over a year ago and have really enjoyed learning a couple different languages. Y'all know that when I went to Japan, I was learning Japanese, and now that my daughter is taking French in school, I am learning French through Rosetta Stone. It's amazing. It's been around for 30 years, so it is really the most trusted online tool to learn a new language. They have 25 different languages to choose from: Spanish, French, Italian, German, Japanese, Dutch. I mean, if you name it, they probably have it. I think that it's amazing, and you should think about doing this for your New Year's resolution too. It's convenient and flexible, and the value is unheard of. You get a lifetime membership for all 25 of those languages. Start your New Year's off with a resolution that you can reach. Today, Housewives of True Crime listeners are going to be able to take advantage of this New Year's special from Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your New Year's offer at rosettastone.com/today.
Listeners, every year around this time, I resolute I'm going to get grown-up stuff done, like get that colonoscopy over with that my doctor's been bugging me about, get my affairs in order, like making a will. And why is it that a will seems to be more daunting than the colonoscopy? Well, it doesn't have to, because trust and will makes creating your will easy, like lounging on the couch easy. The website is really simple to use and the process is straightforward. Each will or trust is state-specific, legally valid, and customized to your needs. So for my family, my main concerns are guardians for my children. Whether your main concerns are your care wishes, your final arrangements, or power of attorney, Trust and Will has you covered. When maneuvering through the process, if you have any questions that stop you in your tracks, there is actually live support available through phone, chat, or email. Trust and Will has earned thousands of five-star reviews from Trustpilot. So check one of your goals off early this year with Trust and Will. Protect what matters most in minutes at trustandwill.com/HTC and get 10% off plus free shipping. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/HTC.
Okay. Which is okay. Weird, yeah. Because so now I'm like, they pretty much know that that was not her sending that text message.
So I was going to say her mother is clear that that is not her.
And so it's him, the boyfriend, sending that text message, which it's now is like, is he already kind of thinking how he's going to deceive the police to look somewhere else?
Right.
Like they went to Yosemite instead of
the reception in Yosemite is balls.
I know, it totally is. Even in Bass Lake, which is next to Yosemite, you cannot talk to anybody. However, he didn't go to Yosemite.
He went to Yellowstone. Okay. That's why I was confused. Sorry about that.
I know. I got really confused too. I was like, I thought they said Yosemite. And then I'm like, wait, one's California, one's Wyoming. I'm really confused here. But yeah, so I don't know if he also got confused with just sending the text because he was lying.
Right.
You know, and just starts with a why.
Okay. So that text was sent August 30th. And then September 1st, he returns home all the way to Northport, Florida, where him and Gabby had been living together with his parents. Obviously, he returned home solo.
So they lived together for over a year with his parents in Florida.
Yeah.
So those parents, and they were engaged. These two were engaged to be married. You would think that they would have a feeling like, this is also my future daughter-in-law. Where the fuck is she?
Right. She would need to come back to get her stuff or something. Even if it's like they broke up, she would be there.
Yes. And the van, I guess, is hers, not his. So they do not even, they don't, well, they know that, they know she's missing because the parents start texting and calling his parents.
And his parents are not returning. Her parents, please, to tell them what's going on. Where's Gabby?
Yeah, which is totally balls to the walls.
It is. Which all resulted in September 11th, Gabby's mother reports her missing to the authorities.
So it's a long time. It's a long time. It's a long time of not knowing and waiting to hear something and then finally reporting. And again, when they report somebody missing, that is a adult that seems to just be traveling across the country.
Right.
People don't pay attention to it, or not people, but you know, I really think not until the media really got on it, because this guy, they go and take his car, right? They know it's her car. So the authorities retrieve the vehicle.
Yeah.
But they don't do anything about him.
Yeah. So the next thing that happens is September 17th, we learn he's missing.
Well, yes. But so let's go back for a second. His parents hire him a lawyer immediately. Okay. They also say, I think on September maybe 11th, let's see, September 13th, the FBI finally releases like the public warning, like our public, like asking for tips about where Petito could be. So Gabby, where is she? And then Gabby's family releases a statement asking, you know, please, if anybody knows. And at this time, Brian is refusing to talk, and his lawyers are say, and that like that's so that's what September 14th. His lawyers say that he is not going to speak. And this is what they exactly say. This is understandably an extremely difficult time for both the Petito family and the Laundrie family. It is our understanding that a search has been organized for Miss Petito in or near Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming. What is it called?
Teton.
On behalf of the Laundrie family, it is our hope that the search for Miss Petito is successful and that Miss Petito is reunited with her family. On advice of counsel, the Laundrie family is remaining in the background at this juncture and will not have any further comment. So that was on the 14th. Which,
yeah,
I would think that the authorities with that kind of information would not take their eye off this MF-er. Okay.
Well, you know, they say he's just a person of interest. We just want to talk to him. But he's not talking, and they say they were trying to talk to him for 6 days. And I don't actually fault his parents for hiring a lawyer. I mean, you're surrounded by this media circus, all of that. But I do disagree with how they have handled this situation. I mean, when you read the letter that Gabby's parents
penned them, it's so heartbreaking.
Begging them. I mean, I think they're cold people. And you know what? I think that the thing of it is, and this is me being just totally judgmental, right? My prerogative. I think they witnessed this abusive relationship with their son and her. I think they know in their heart he did something. I think they're covering, they're enabling and covering for their son because they know it is a possibility, whether they've admitted to themselves or not, on some level, they know it's a possibility that he hurt her or is responsible for killing her.
Yeah.
And that's why they're acting so chicken shit.
There's some reason. They know something. I mean, they're going to find out more information because they now have her. I was listening to some forensic people, and I hope, although the elements are pretty tough out there, I hope that there is some answers. Like if she was strangled, they will know that. If she was shot, they will know that.
Yeah. A head injury. You know, we don't know. They should be able to tell if it was something like that versus like dehydration, if he just left her on the side of the road or something.
Yeah. But thankfully, you know, the reason that they found her is because somebody that was in the area that listened to the news just went through her videos. And she's like, oh my God, there's the van. And they zoomed in on the van and saw exactly what camp spot they were in. And that's pretty much what drew her to, because I think the area that they were, the van was in, or the camping area that they were looking at in Grand Teton, is so remote.
Right.
It's not like camping at Campland where you're squeezed next to every single person and they have a swimming pool that you can go to, you know, when you're done hiking. This is like out in the wilderness. You got to be worried for bears and whatnot. Also, it's like 80s in the day and it's 20s at night. It's like, actually think they had their first snowfall last night, thanks to Heather Fairchild, one of our listeners who posted. Yeah. And yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I think she's been out there for 22 days or something. There can, I don't know, the decomposition can be pretty bad. So we'll see. I am so sorry to her family. I hope they get answers. I hope that finding her at least, you know, within 22 days does give them answers.
So now they're looking for him. So he apparently took off, went to a hike, this nature preserve that's 24,000 acres.
Yeah. And it's wooded and it's got alligators and swamps and all kinds of shit. Like it's not going to be easy.
Listen, I'm real skeptical that he really went there or not, because it's a little bit shady. So his car is found there.
With a note in it. Did you read that? I saw there is a note in the car. They have not said what the note is, but his parents got a note that was in the car. Supposedly.
Okay. I just read that there was a note from the police on the car saying to move the car.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's what the note was. I thought the note was.
And so his parents say that's why they moved the car. Because his parents went and retrieved the vehicle.
Yeah. Supposedly now, they went there, they saw it there one day, then he didn't come home that night. And so they went back and got it. I don't know. They've been looking for him
hardcore.
I know.
Drones, full force. That's why I think, I don't know if he went there.
Dogs.
And I'm not so sure that his parents didn't help him escape somewhere else.
To Mexico or
something. Like Cuba? It wouldn't surprise me. Because
that's pretty close.
I think he would have been found.
I don't know. I mean, the guy is a wilderness guy, so he can survive on his own. I wouldn't put it. Who knows?
Who knows? Her parents have said, you know, we want to be real clear about this. Gabby's missing. Obviously, she's not missing anymore, but before her remains were found, Brian is hiding. And yeah, that's the truth.
Yeah.
He is hiding. Yeah. I think if he was just going to go off and kill himself, he would have just done that. I think he is hiding. Oh. And I don't put it past his parents to help him at this point.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if it's a wasted effort in that
to look for him in that preserve.
Yeah. So as of this morning, the FBI has swarmed his house.
Yes.
And they're taking everything. So hopefully they're going to take his family's phones, his phone, you know, like everything. So maybe I think that is going to be more useful than looking for him in the nature preserve.
Yeah. But
what arrangements were made? Yeah.
The problem I see is that they've had so much time. That family has had a lot of time to try to scrub information that could have possibly.
Yeah, but they've got the FBI. No one is as good at scrubbing shit as they think they are. You know,
I hope not, because listen, you know, he got home somehow. You know what I mean? Like, he probably called, he probably texted something like, I made a bad mistake. I did something. I need to come home.
Yeah.
Also, let's talk real quick. There was a TikToker that said that she had picked him up on August 29th. And she has a whole story about how he got in the car. He said he would pay them $200. He was hitchhiking. He didn't have a phone. And authorities are thinking at this point that that was not him, because how could he get home all the way back to Florida from like Jackson in that amount of time from August 29th to...
That's true. And also, I mean, the $200 screams a red flag to me, because we know him and Gabby they're like financially challenged, right? Yeah. Like $200 is a lot of money when you're living out of your van, you know,
dude,
like
you're hitchhiking. I don't know.
$200, $100, $20, $200.
Maybe she just wanted a lot of TikTok views or something.
That just seems like, that doesn't seem reality to me.
Right. It doesn't. Unless he's just wanting to go home and they had a bunch of money left over because they were supposed to get to Oregon. That's where they were going. That's where their end stop was, but not until October. So I don't know. Maybe he was like, it doesn't make sense per the timeline that we see, right? It does make sense that on the 27th, something happened to her. That's the last place they saw the van was the last place that they found her, besides getting all the way back to Florida. So it doesn't make sense that on the 29th, he would just be going hiking again in Jackson. I don't know how far Grand Teton is, but so they're doing an autopsy on Tuesday, which is the day that this is going to come out, which is tomorrow. They say it's going to take a long time, longer than normal, just because they have to be very careful because the body is in a decomposed state.
Well, and I hope they do one of those. I mean, every, you know, ounce of DNA they could get off her, like under her fingernails, toes, whatever. Very, very thorough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we shall see. It's coming. We will give you updates on this case when we have it. I think that's where we are now. And we're just praying that the family finds answers at this point and that her, you know, spirit lives on. You guys, if you want to hear more from us, you can check out our podcast. It's Housewives of True Crime, wherever you guys listen to podcasts. We also are on here on YouTube. Please subscribe to us now so you can get our updates. And I think that's it for today.
Yeah, for today.
Okay. All right. Thanks for hopping on, Gretchy.
Yeah.
Clink, clink.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.